you know, were the only ones that, you know, they seen Jesus. Well, you know, or they witnessed the resurrection. Well, that was the New Testament term by which they endeared themselves with this calling, but they continue to exemplify these things. And to say that apostles are no longer is just not right, because we have no evidence of that in Scripture. And so this type of apostle is an extension of that original qualification of apostolic leadership. Okay, the second one is a prophet. Now, the word prophet really comes from the word prophecy, which is, when we literally break it down into its core definition, it just simply means to proclaim truth. It doesn't necessarily mean to proclaim future truth. We have a stigma wrapped around the word prophet that this is someone who tells what's going to happen in the future, and it very just simply isn't. He's not limited to just that. A prophet can proclaim past tense truth, and a prophet can proclaim present truth, and a prophet could possibly proclaim future truth. Although that's probably the least important. So if we use the word prophet, we say he's one who guides. Because he guides, he proclaims the truth of God, and he encourages believers in Christ. Okay, so he is actually a preacher. Really, if you want to take this in a very translatory way into our language, you would say this is a preacher. So you look at the apostle and you might say he's a missionary. And you look at the word prophet and you say he's a preacher. He's one who proclaims the truth of God. What this is all about. He guides us. Where are we going? And so I would submit to you that most senior pastors in typical North American evangelical congregations are prophets in the sense of the real descriptive term of Ephesians chapter 4. Not all, but most are. They are preachers. They guide the congregation spiritually in the truths of God. Okay? Now, that's it. We